Tough. Good evening, everyone.
We're this week is sponsored by the Burak family in honor of the Baruch Shem de Simcha this past Shabbos. Baruch Shem de Yom.
Mazel Tov, wasn't it? I'm not reading the whole. Mazel Tov. Today, Bezat Hashem, we're going to speak mostly in Sif Yud Aleph, and Sif Yud Bet is mostly the Sif Aleph, the second part of Sif Aleph that we discussed. So I'm sure that all of you in the Chazar are probably going to finalize the Sif Yud Bet with the end of Sif Aleph. So we're going to focus on the Din of Memareach. We're going to expand the talk about, first of all, we're going to discuss about the Shemen Av regarding to the Chavit, and then we're going to do a quick chazara on what is Meruach in general. We discussed that in Shin Tetzayin, but it's always important to repeat that. And then we're going to go to the Korvin, I don't know how to say it, and we're going to discuss all the topics that, it's basically going to be a good summarize for the whole Siman, because it has a lot of things that we learn, and at the end of the Siman, it makes sense to discuss all of them combined together. Not all of them, but many of them. So, the Gemara in Shabbat Kuf Mem Vav tells us, ואם הייתה נקובה וכולו, מישחה, רב אסר ושמואל שרי. מן דאסר גזרינן משום שעבה, ומן דשרי לא גזרינן. So, the Gemara basically discusses מישחה, and Rashi says מישחה is שמן אב, congealed oil. And there's a debate, a machloket between Rav and Shmuel, if you're allowed to smear it in the side of the chavit to close the chavit. And the reason that Rav is whoever was oyser says mishum shava, gzera mishum shava. So it seems like the top level of meruach is shava, wax, and then beneath it, the rabbanon level is shemen av, congealed oil that it's not exactly hard like Shava, but it's like Shava. So Chazal, it's a midrabanan lichora. Because you see, the fact that Shmuel is matir, that proves that it's, we're not talking at the Oraita level. It's just a gezer. Now, the next Gemara is the Gemara in Shabbat in Kuf Lametet. You see it towards the bottom of the page. The Gemara tells us a story about רבנן טול רבשי, אמרו לרבנן לרבשי, חזי מר, היי צורמה מרבנן, ורב הונה ברבי חיון שמה, ואמרי לרב הונה ברבי חלוון שמה, דשקיל בר הדתומה, ומנח בבר זדדנה, ואמר לעצנו כמחבנה. That's what important for us. And then he said, הרמה, and הרמה for צורמה מרבנן is fine. So the story was, this רבי חיון, רב הונה ברבי חיון, he was a smart guy, and he used to take a clove of garlic, and he used to pretend that he is hiding it in the hole of the chavit, and he said, I'm just trying to hide my clove of garlic, and that's how he closed the chavit. And he basically was doing melacha of boneh, or something that has to do with it, and he was tricking, he was basically pretending that he's hiding it, and he was basically closing the chavit. So the question was, how could he do that? And the Gemara said, "Harama, harama, b'de rabbanan, furtzur b'me rabbanan is fine." So the question that's been discussed in the Bet Yosef, and I'm sure that all of you saw the Bet Yosef, in prayer number two, he basically asked the lichora the stira between the Gemarot. In the Gemara in Kuf Mem Vav, the Gemara that we saw, ומשמע מאחד, the bottom of page number 2, ומשמע מאחד לא אסרינן אלא בשעבה וכיוצא בו שהוא דבר המתמרח, וכן בשם נב, אף על פי שאין ברוחו ניכר, מכל מקום אסור, כיוון דשך במרוח קצת, אבל בשאר כל הדברים מותר לסתום החבית. If you read our Gemara in Kuf Mem Vav, it sounds like the only problem that we have is smearing שעבה, שמן אב, whatever it is, the concern is only מרוח. That the reason you're not allowed to close the chavit with shava is because you're gonna smear it, so it's not good. But if you're gonna take something that it's not a smearable, I don't know what item, then it's fine. But if you look in the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Tet, it sounds like any type of stuff that's going to stain the chavit is asur. So why did the Gemara need to bother with the problem of meruach? If it's asur to close the chavit no matter what, so we don't need the gezerah of meruach. So the Bet Yosef, medakdek in Rashi, that Rashi says in the Gemara in Kufla Metet, Manach bebarza, top of page number 3, and Rashi Yishav, Da'ik Shayayin Yotze Derech Hanekev, Demichzik Emetaken. Va'idu Sha'avam Mishcha B'she'en Ayayin Yotze Derech Hanekev. So the chiluk that the Bet Yosef is saying, that there is a chiluk between the time that if wine is coming out now through the hole, so if you take something and close it, it looks like metaken. It's more chamor, it's a high level isur, it looks more like you're doing something. So in this case, any type of closing the chavit is going to be asur, and that's why the Gemara said it's not a good idea to put even a clove of garlic unless you're atzur b'merabanan and you're doing it b'arama. But if you're not, so you shouldn't do it. But if you just have a hole in the chavit and there is no wine coming out, then you're good. You can close it, unless there is another problem of meruach, and then we have to discuss. That's what the Gemara in Kuf Mem Vav discuss. When you close the chavit in a place that the wine does not come out, that's the way that Bet Yosef is trying to be medakdek in Rashi. Now, Rambam in Perek of Gimel Alacha Gimel, he bring the Rambam and then he bring the Rav Magid. And the Rav HaMagid, the next paragraph says, וכתב הזה הרב המגיד, ואם תשאל, ולא כבר נתבהר למעלה שאסור לסתום כל נקב, אפילו בקסם ובצרור. אם כן, למה צריכים לנו בשמן לגזרת שעבה, ובשעבה עצמה לגזרת מרוח? תשובתך, so here is the answer of the Rav HaMagid, אין סתימה זו כסתימה של מעלה, שהסתימה של מעלה היא שנכנסת תוך הנקב ובעובי הכלי. וסתימה זו היא על פני הכלי ומגבו, ואינה אסורה מפני עצמה, אלא מפני גזרת מרוח. So the Rav HaMagid offered a different answer for the question of the Bet Yosef. He basically was before the Bet Yosef, but he explained the Rambam, and that's the way that he explained the two sugyos, so that there is a difference between a stima. When you close the chavit and you put something inside the hole of the chavit, that is being mitbatel towards the chavit, and it becomes one of the with the chavit, so it's a problem of boine. This is also no matter what type of material you're using, and that's the Gemara in Kufla Metet with the garlic. You put the garlic inside the hole, so it's becoming part of the chavit, and that is also no matter what material you're using. But the Gemara in Kuf Mem Vav, that discuss Shava, the Gemara discuss when you want to close the chavit without putting something inside the hole. You just want to smear it on top of the hole, not going into the hole. So in this case, there is no problem of boine, or being part of the chavit. It's just only the problem of memareach. The two type of closing the chavit. That's the way that the Rav HaMagid go. And then when you read the Shulchan Aruch and see if you dalef, the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Asur liten shava o shemen av benekev chavit lesotmo mipnei shehu memareach. Aval b'shar dvarim delet b'mishum meruach ho'il ve'en hayayin yotze az mutar. Ve'im haya hayayin yotze derech hanekev asur lesotmo ve'afilu liten bo shum derech ha'arama." So if you read the Shulchan Aruch, it's clear that he held that his teigutz is the teigutz that should be correct lahalacha. The dikduk that he had in Rashi, he held that it's stronger than the pshat of the Rav HaMagid. So he held that the chiluk between the Gemarot is the wine coming out or not. If the wine coming out, you shouldn't put even garlic inside unless you're a Talmid Chacham and you do it in a Arama. And if wine does not come out, then you can use whatever you want. But he doesn't quote the Rav HaMagid, he doesn't care about the pshat of the Rav HaMagid. The Magen Avraham, and after the
Kesem Mishnah, he didn't agree with the Rav HaMagid even in the Rambam.
Right, and that's why he didn't hold like that Lemaisa Lichor. Right. So, the Magen Avraham argues, and he brings the Rav HaMagid, and that's Lemaise, the Mishnah Berurah also called the Rav HaMagid, that we basically choishish for both, meaning the Shulchan Aruch says what he says, and then the Magen Avraham brings the pshat of the Rav HaMagid, so we basically choishish for the Rav HaMagid also, that any type of stima that it's inside the hole, even if wine is not coming out, it's still usher.
We were talking about it. So how do you put a cork in a bottle?
A cork in a bottle, you're not mevatel there, and it's not. It's made to be like a open and close. It's not something that's going to stay there. Tuma, it seems to be something that you want to keep there. That's going to be mevutal towards the chavit. It's going to be...
The clove of garlic that he put in?
That lichora, that's the case. Otherwise, why would it be... Right. He has to say that any type of stima that it's like open and closed, by definition, made to be open and closed, it's not battle towards the chavit. And you see that in the Bet Yosef also, when he says, in Bedek Abayit, he says, v'nireh shekol hadvarim besutem bedavar she'en derech listom bo. So, he's mechalek. Even when you're mevatelet, it needs to be something that shum, and then you can argue. But if it's something that you go mamish mevatelet, then it's going to be maybe asur midoraita. So he's mechalek even in a place that you're going to be mevatel, if it's something that normally being done, so then everyone should agree that it should be asur no matter what.
How come making this distinction now of the yotzei bo yayin never was made earlier on when we had the difference between Saad and on Al-Gaba? Like, why wouldn't that have been
that
a distinction that was made earlier when it's on the Saad?
Because when we discuss, you're talking about making a hole
on
or opening a hole that was closed. Which one of them?
Well, what's the difference? If it's aimed...
Making a hole, we allowed you to do it only on the megufa, so it wasn't like even the, for sure there is no wine there, none of the wine going to come out until you tilt until you tilt it. If it's
right.
In the megufa, nothing going to come out. That's obvious that there is no wine there. You're saying that the mivras chavita bevortaya should be asur because of metaken.
Right.
Okay.
Obviously it's not because they've never made that distinction.
Right, I agree that the chiddush of the Bet Yosef is extreme, and the dikduk in Rashi is very weak, and that's why I was waiting for now. After we did a short chazara on the pshatim that we have in the Bet Yosef and the Rav Magid, I want to tell you that you should like look in the Rishonim that we have these days. It might be that the Bet Yosef himself would have agreed that the pshat is not his pshat, because if you look in the Tosfot Rid and the Ritva. And also the Ritva, the Rebbevan and Kufla Metet, it seemed like three or even four Rishonim had that question, and they give a very interesting pshat. You can read the Tosfot Rid, it's page number one. It's a Tosfot Rid in which one I should pick. Let's read it in the Rib Avanage. Page number two, Beshitat HaKadmonim, Kufla Metet Amud Bet. Barad Tuma, Tzela Shel Shum, Bebarza Dedana Nekev HaChavit, Vayan Yotze Mimena. Lefi Sheasur, Lasim Kak Chadash Benekev HaChavit, Im Lo Haya Mukhan Lekach, Mishum Gzera Shema Yachtoch Bemida Beshabbat, So he's saying like something very interesting. You can look in the Tosfot in Piskei Arid Kufla Metet. Underneath it also, Perush Asur Lasim Kak Chadash Benekev Ravit Im Lo Haya Mukhan Lekach Umechuvan Keneged Hanekev Mishum Gzera Shema Yachtoch VeLekach Zeh Haya Oseh BeHarama. So you can the Tosfot Rid in Kuf Mem Vav also says. You can look at inside after. I'm just going to summarize what they're basically saying. What they're basically saying is that there's a main difference between the Gemara in Kuf Lametet and the Gemara in Kuf Membav. The Gemara in Kuf Lametet discuss when you take something hard. You take something hard and you want to put it inside the Chavit. So you want to create like something to close the stima. So we have a concern that if it's something hard, you're going to make it in the right shape that it's going to go inside. So we have a gzera of mechatech, and that fits perfectly in what we have in Kuf Membav with the marzev, shema yaseh marzev, shema yachtoch. So when you have something hard that we have a concern that you're going to fix it, you're going to make it nice, that it's going to fit to the chavit, then it's asr. So anything hard, it can be garlic, it can be wood, it can be whatever you're going to use, that is asr mishum gzirad mechatech. But when you, oil, conjured oil, shava, there is no problem of mechatech. So then I should tell you, look, don't use shava also, because although shava doesn't have the problem of mechatech, because even if you're going to cut it, it's not going to be mechatech, but there is this issue of memarech. So, lichora.
Is there a problem with tikkun mana?
In what?
According to those Rishonim, lichora, there's no problem with tikkun mana when one is so same.
Right.
Close up.
Right. It's not about tikkun mana. It's more about the metaken mana of the thing that you want to put in. And it might be that they're talking even when you're not mevatel it toward the chavit, you want to reopen it.
Right.
It's still asur because of the chashash that you're gonna make it in the good shape, that it's gonna go in on and off.
But this is not the Rambam.
So that's basically gonna be, you're saying any pkak that it's not be, that's what he's basically saying. Any pkak that you want to use, even if you're gonna open it, that you don't want to be mevatel it toward the chavit. That's the Rav Magid and the Bet Yosef Lichora just discuss when you're mevatelet with the chavit, it becomes mitaken mana. That's the whole. But Lichora, according to this Rishonim, the problem was not the mitaken mana, meaning being part of the chavit. And it goes very well with the opinion that we just mentioned in the beginning of the Siman, that there is no boine bekelin completely. Because if you're talking about bitul toward the chavit, you have to agree that there is a boine in kelim. You don't have to agree with that, because we mentioned that there are many Rishonim that are not holding like this. So what is the problem? If there is no boine bekelim, even if you're going to be mevatel, it's not going to be a big deal. So according to them, it's understood, because the gezerah is not about being mevatel towards the chavit. It's all about chituch. So that's just, when I saw it, I said, I'm going to say it after I'm going to repeat the pshat, because that's not the way that the Bet Yosef and the Achronim understood. So lemaise, we should follow what's in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's like in many cases when the Shulchan Aruch didn't have Rishonim that we have, we sometimes say, "Ilu haya roe divrei Rishonim me'achozer bo." In this case, I'm not sure.
The Rambam doesn't agree with this, the Tur doesn't agree with this.
Because he didn't mention Shem Yachtoch?
The Rambam says,
okay, so, right. If the lesson of the Rambam is Shem Mevatel, right. Okay, so even if they saw the Rishonim, they would not change their mind. Don't you storm? He just said.
Kshem
she'asur liftoach, kach asur listom.
Nefrar
asur listom nekev achavit, v'afilu bedavar she'eno mitmarach, v'eno balidei schita, kegon she'istom bekisam o b'tzror katan. Where does it say boine? You're saying that since he compared it to poteach, the opposite of poteach. Okay, mashma, not like that. Fine, I agree that it's not mashma. It's not meforash, but it's not mashma. Because the comparison to petach is, although petach itself might be mishum makke bepatish, because many explain that the Rambam doesn't hold it boine bekelim, so the petach is makke bepatish. So what is the issue to close it? Maybe also makke bepatish to create a pkak, so then it's mechatech. So then it is going to be the Tosfot. But again, I'm not sure. There is no. I'm just saying that like a chiddush. I'm not saying that lemaisa. I think it's very important to know that, but it's not what the Shulchan Aruch says.
According to the Shulchan Aruch, if you had like I would think tape, like scotch tape is like if you had cut scotch tape, it's similar to like the. It's not a plugging up a hole. It's just covering on the outside. Would you be allowed to, if you had cut scotch tape from where you just plug up some, like if something was starting to, you know,
flex tape,
something like that? Could you just put it on an opening?
When the wine coming out, according?
Yeah,
wine coming out. Not so sure, because in the one hand, we just learned the past week that any type of attachment that it's not strong. And it's temporary, and you want to reopen it soon, it's not considered attached. So if this tape is not so strong, maybe it's even easier than Shava. It would not be considered tikkun because it's not even attached. That's the only swara that I can say to be mekel about it, because it's not like shava. Shava is more like permanent and like sticky, that's going to last for a long time, and then it's going to be tikkun. But I'm not
if
sure.
If you're only using the Mari Mishnah's approach, but can you all say it doesn't go? It's not going inside; it's staying on the outside.
Right. No, but he's. Right. That's why I ask him if he's asking according to Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
What if you use that spray that hardens?
What do you mean?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
You have these commercials for it. You spray and then it hardens on top of the.
Would it harden when the wine when the wine coming out? It's gonna.
It may. Use it to plug a leak in a pipe.
Yeah.
It's liquid. It's like a, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but it's like a, that's liquid, made out of like a plastic. Sealant.
And it's gonna last if after it's congealed.
Yeah,
according
to the commercial.
So then it's more like shava. Then it's more like shava. The tikkun, for the tikkun purpose, it's something strong. It's something that's gonna close it. So.
Isn't there another
Medabek dapim that's tofer. But again, we mentioned that in a couple of places it looks like when the material that sticks together is a weak material, it takes away the problem. And all the stuff that you have, like, that's like a very diapers. You have to say something, otherwise lo matzini adenu v'raglenu. So, especially raglenu. Okay, so let's go back, a quick chazara on what is memareach, since we got to this sugya, so we have to mention the famous Magen Avraham, and we can continue without that. We just saw in the Gemara that Shemen Av, there is a chiluk between Shemen Av and Shava. Shemen Av is like a lower level meruach. And the Gemara in Kuf Kavet also tells us that it's mutar to rock dorso lefitumo, that you're allowed to step on the rock, and we mentioned that it can be like regular rock, because regular rock is completely liquid, so it has to be more like a congealed... I don't know if you have a word for the thing that comes from the licha, more like a congealed. So, in this case, there is a problem of meruach, and at least based on Rashi said that the heter of lefitumo comes to solve two problems, ashvayat gumot and the issue of memareach. And the Magen Avraham seems to say that the main problem that the Gemara is dealing with is Hashvayat Gumot. And he asks, what about Memareach? Why is Memareach not a problem? L'chora Memareach is a Suda Oraita. So the Magen Avraham says the famous Chidush that Memareach is only when you want to smear something that's going to last smeared on top of another item. But if your main goal is to get rid of this material and make him absorb in the other item, then your main goal is to get rid of the thing that you're smearing. So then it's not a memarach. And based on that, many poskim said that the ointments, that the main goal is to make them absorb in the body, it's not considered a meruach. The Shlomo Zalman seems to hold like that lahalacha, even lechatchila. Chazonish and some other arguing and but it's not so clear. Again, in the Mishnah Berurah itself, it sounds like if you want to put shoe wax, that's how you call it, Mishchat Na'alayim?
Shoe polish,
they said it's Aser. But in shoe polish, you want it to absorb also. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in a different place. So some poskim said that there's a difference, because shoe polish, you don't want it to completely be absorbed. You want the upper level to stay shiny. So it's not completely being absorbed. As opposed to a case that you're using an ointment that you just want it to be absorbed, then it's completely disappearing, and then it's mutter. So again, when you have a person who really needs it, there's a lot more room to be made, especially babies. And if you can just do it with putting the ointment and then put the diaper on it without shmearing, that's the best. But to be machmir, you can be machmir on yourself. But for other people, like hand cream, so again, if there is no cracks, so then Rav Shlomo Zalman would say it's mutter, and other poskim would say lechatchila you shouldn't do it. But if there are cracks already, so then you have a problem of refuah b'Shabbat, that you allowed refuah only in a case of cholesh and nafal mishkav. We're going to, Bezrat Hashem, discuss this in Shin Kafchet, but when you're a little bit sick, then it's more of a problem of refuah, because you shouldn't use a refuah only if you're machal brim, something that everyone takes it when they're healthy, then you can take. But if it's something that made to cure, then it's a little bit more problem, a different problem, not isu meruach, a different isu. So that what preventing that you do it before it's getting cracked, then it's fine, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman.
So suntan lotion, you could use, even though you really wanted to.
You want it to
absorb.
So,
right. Okay. So then it's fine. Rav Shlomo Zalman would say lechatchila. The heter of the Magen Avraham is a little bit dochak in the Rashi, because Rashi sounds like the you need lefitumo for memareach also. So if it's not lefitumo, you're not allowed to do it. So by definition, it's not like the Magen Avraham. But it seems like the Magen Avraham held that this is the way that the Rambam understood, and the other Rishonim that didn't say that it's for the two issues, mashve gumot and memareach. It's just for mashve gumot. So what do you do with memareach? So he said his answer that it's not meruach. So that's something that we should have in our head about meruach, and it's mamash de sugya. So I couldn't not do the repetition on this. Now, how long do we have for the Kormen? Good. So, first I'm going to show you how it works. And then we're going to explain.
I'm going to bring my liquid flex seal.
Okay, so this is the bottle of wine that everyone knows. This is the machine. Somebody who knows I like wine got it for me. Oop. I should not have done it. I just wanted to show you this is the gas. I hope I still have gas. I have another one here in case of something like that happened. So this is the gas. I don't know if it's going to work now. It's not. I should replace it. Anyway, this is the gas. And the way it's going to work, I'm going to stick it in. And this needle is going to go inside the cork. And then I'm going to press here, and it's going to bring gas from here inside the bottle, and it's going to push the wine out, and it's going to come through here.
Does the needle go through the entire cork?
Yes. Otherwise, the wine would. Yeah. That's the way it works. Okay, now it's in. Who is taking it first?
Burek. He's sponsored.
That's one of the problems.
He's got one of the special locations.
Yeah. Okay, you can play with it while I'm talking. Okay. Whatever, we can start talking. We can. You can. If you can.
It comes out fully airy. You don't even let it.
Do you want a big cup?
What?
The idea is you don't need to let it breathe afterwards?
That's another thing. That's another...
It's just extracted without taking the
Do you not need a cork to put it back in? Is it say, like, straight away?
That's the whole point.
How many people do that?
You have to leave that attached.
You have to leave it attached until you're fit.
No. I'm going to show you.
What you take off?
When it came along. That's the one of the problems, that when you press, you don't know how much gas is going to come in and how much wine is going to come out. So the main issue, like Benji already mentioned when he asked the question, is that we learn Lechora, all the holes that we discussed that are easy to talk about are Petach HaAsui only Lehotzi. In this case, Lechora, we have Petach HaAsui Lachnis VeLehotzi, because we're discussing... Okay, so here, now, that comes out. And since the cork is tight, so it's didn't work so well. In a couple of seconds, it's going to completely seal, and it's basically closed. I'm going to do it again in 2 minutes.
You're going to do it again every time you want to reuse it, the wine.
Right, but the point is if you have a...
To access the wine.
If you have a...
I'm sure
you see, now it's closed. So you just take a couple of seconds to refill.
So what does that do? That preserves the wine better?
So the idea behind it is that everyone who knows wine knows that the oxygen destroys the wine. So if you open it, you open the cork, you get a lot of oxygen inside, it ruins the wine, and that's basically the reason for the whole siman. We saw that they're so makpid to close the chavit, because you don't want to lose the... They didn't have fancy argon gas to... It says argon.
Argon
65. I don't know what it means.
Okay,
l'chaim. So, the main question is that we're talking l'chora on Petach HaAsui Lachnis VeLehotzi. It's made to bring the argon inside and taking the wine out. So it's mamash lechora petach asu lechnisu lotzi, and lechora rachmana litzlan, it's mamash isu maybe deoraita. So, first of all, we mentioned in the previous shiur, we discussed the hole in the megufa. So we mentioned Tosfot in Memchet. Tosfot says that when we discuss megufa, the reason that we're more makel about megufa is because even if the hole going to be petach asu lachnisu lotzi, since it's just megufa, she'eno chibur, that it's not attached to the chavit, the maximum that you can get is esu derabanan. That's why there is a machloket in the Gemara, where can you make the hole? But everyone agree that even if you're going to make a hole that's asu lachnisu lotzi, it's going to be only derabanan. And we had a debate in the Achroinim also if this understanding of Tosfot is true for everyone or it's true only for Rav Chisda. The Maskana, it seems like the Achroinim understood that Tosfot is true for everyone. So even if we consider this petach asu lachnisu lehotzi, the cork is not attached to the bottle itself. So the maximum level of isu that we're going to discuss is isu derabanan. And it opens more room to be a little bit more makel if you have many tzirufin. That's just like the opening for what we're discussing. We're not discussing isu d'oraita lechora, for sure according to Tosfot, and according to many rishonim also, lechora. Now, the main question that we need to deal with is it really petach asui lachnisu lotzi? So in the beginning of the siman, I think I mentioned the machloket between the Chazonish and Reb Shlomo Zalman about petach asui lotzi in general. When you pour wine out of your normal bottle, or when you open any can, you want to drink your Coke now, when you open it, in order that the beverage is going to come out, air needs to come in. Why does not... Any petach that we're discussing, petach ha'asui lehotzi, in the Gemara, we said petach ha'asui rak lehotzi is good. But by definition, any petach ha'asui lehotzi includes also bringing air in. And that's not considered lehachnis.
Because the containers are airtight.
Hmm?
Because the containers are airtight, you're talking?
Any, by definition, you cannot, the liquid is not going to come out unless air come in. It doesn't work. So the argument, Reb Shlomo Zalman argue with Chazonish. The Chazonish says that if... in Shulchan Shlomo, in our Siman, he says, "Vayen b'chazonish." Page number 6 on the bottom. "Vayen b'chazonish Siman unal efsif kadani udalef." Dibor matchil bekufsa shi masa bekufsat pach shel shemen shne nekavim, echad lachnis avir kedeshit chok hashemen derech hanekav hasheni. Yesh bazechiyuv chatat. דכל נקב משמש להכניס ולהוציא. דזימנין משתמש בנקב זה, וזימנין משתמש בנקב השני. חזוניש said, if you make a, if you have a can of oil and you make two holes, and sometimes you're going to pour from this hole and sometimes you're going to pour from the other hole, and you make it so this hole going to bring air when this hole is working and this hole going to bring air when this hole is working, so he said you're going to be chayav chatat for both because both of them lachnis ulotzi. So Shlomo Zalman said, I don't know what you're talking about. Bringing air in is not considered lachnis because by definition whenever you make one hole you're bringing air in, so bringing air in cannot be a reason. The Gemara in Kuf Bet that says that lul shel tarnegolim made to bring air and to take out the hair and bring light in, that is definition of bringing in because you need to replace the disgusting air inside and you need to bring air, so you need two things that you need for the living in this place. You need to bring air instead of the air here, but not air to push something out. It's you need the air itself to live in this place. So this is a good reason to consider bringing air in, but not bringing air to push something out. That's what Reb Shlomo Zalman says. Bringing air in order to push liquid out, that's not considered lehachnis. The air is tuffel to the lehoitzi, basically.
What was that case? What was the case that we're arguing about specifically?
When you make two holes in a can of oil, and you want the one hole to be used to bring air when the other hole is pouring the oil out. Tomorrow you're going to use the other hole to pour, and the other hole going to be bringing air in.
And why do you need two holes?
It's easier. It brings air more easily. Right. When you make only one hole,
you're not like putting in the air. You're just the air can go in and out. In other words, it's a little different from this thing where you're actually inserting the air in order to push out the other thing.
Why?
Because there, air just happens to go in. You open it up, and air like any time you make a hole, air.
Why bringing air in is not considered lehachnis?
Are you pushing the air in, or air just happens to get in when you open up the hole?
When you want to bring liquid out, by definition, you need air in. Without bringing air in, the liquid is not going to come out. So by definition, when you want to bring the liquid out, you also want air to come in instead of it. Otherwise, it's going to stay inside.
It won't stay inside. It won't flow well, but it'll come out. If you put one hole in a can and you turn it upside down, something will come out.
Because air come in.
Now, isn't that the example of the syringe that Eric gave? You know,
the pressure?
No, you have an airtight container, you make a hole and you turn it upside down, it's still not going to come out.
What he's saying is that
there's always some...
A can or something, the same thing. Liquid won't come out of the can. If you open a can, if you puncture a hole in a can, it's not going to exit unless... The only reason it exits because air...
Something need to replace the liquid, otherwise...
A small hole in a can of soda.
Right. You turn it upside down.
It's not going to flow well.
Not well.
Because air needs to come. Air needs to come, so it's going to stop it, and then it's going to continue, and then another drop going to come out, and then air going to come in, and then another drop come out. But by definition, it's just air to replace the space. It's not that you really need the air there. The air is just meshamesh for the lehoitzi.
The problem was an empty container. You made a hole. So air is going in, air is coming out.
Again?
If you have an empty container,
yeah,
you make two holes.
So air is meaningless.
Going in and coming, right.
No, that's meaningless. That right.
But the air going in is really meaningless.
No, but you're saying that air is not chashuv enough. We see in the Gemara in Kuf Bet that lichora air is chashuv when you have a lul shel tarnegolim that they can't live because it stinks. But you want the air in. So you see that when you need the air inside, then it's a good reason.
Lachnis
avrik, because they held that the air cured the makkah. So they need the air to be there.
Right, as a function.
Right.
To take its place.
Right, so again, we could say maybe the same idea that the reason I need the argon in is because I don't want the bad air to destroy my wine, so I just need to push something that doesn't destroy the wine, but I don't really need the argon there. You can a little bit argue because the argon is a little better than...
Is there argon in there now?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
That they claim that you can now put it back in the wine cellar. It's going to age and like you never opened it. It's not my nisayon. It's not so good. It's fine, but it's not. They pretend it to be the what?
It could have your cake and eat it too. You could have some of the wine, but still store it.
That's what they claim. They might say it's not 100% true, but it's a lot better than anything else.
If it doesn't do that, what's the point of it?
No, it does do it, but it does. It's less oxygen. I mean, a little bit comes in, because when you pull out, it comes out a little bit. When you keep it there, and there is a hole also, I mean, the hole itself, air comes in. So it's not 100%, but it's fine. So that's the first vowel that I have. We could argue a little bit, but still, I think it's a strong svar that anytime that the air is just meshamesh for the liquid to come out, it's not considered lehachnis. That's the first svar, and I think that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman meant. Although Rav Shlomo Zalman did not discuss argon, and it is a little bit better, argon is a little bit better than air in this purpose, but the point is the same point. I agree that it's not 100%. You can argue, but I think it's a pretty strong svar. Now, all of this, I have to say, only if I hold that the nekev is a nekev shasui lachnis ulohotzi, because I'm considering the air maybe lachnis and the liquid lohotzi. Now, the main argument that I want to argue is sticking a needle in a tight area that doesn't last, whenever I take it out, it's going to close it. Maybe it's not considered a hole to begin with. So I was looking for a source and chizuk for that. So the Rashash in Sukkah Daf Lamed Vav, he basically say the idea for a nekev in the esrog. If you have a nekev in the esrog, so he says that the Gemara discussed nekev mefulash v'chule. So you see in the page number 7 in the Rashash Sukkah Lamed Vav Amud Alef, ain perushati v'negali the nekev lo nikra elaim ken nir'e v'nikar. אבל אם נקבו במח הדק ואינו ניכר, דיינו שליחותו מילתו כשר. וכן נראה לי דו הדין לטרפות. So he wants to say that even for trefes, and he said, למעשה, it's very hard to be making it with trefes, because we have a mishnah, מחת שנקרא בבית הכוסות, so מחת is little, and למעשה we're מחמיר by trefes, but for other purposes, we could use that svara, that whenever the nekev is ליחותו מילתו. This is even harder than what we our case, because here, he said that you make a little hole in the esrog, and there is like a little bit of licha comes from that organ, fill it up. In our case, it's nothing, because the cork itself fill it. You basically don't need even liquid to close it. The nekev doesn't have an existence. The nekev itself is not a hole, because it doesn't have a cum. Whenever you take the needle out, it's completely closed. So it's even better than the case of the Rashash. And Shevet Alevi take that Rashash and he use it for a syringe when you want to give a shot on Shabbos. So he said, "Binyan asiyat zrikot b'Shabbat, afilu al yedei machat amuchan lekach, ragil ani lachmir shlo b'mkom sakana. Aunam al yedei she'ela v'mikre nechba diyan tishuv, v'lichora eno chamur me'asiyat petach l'tzorech hotzat kotz, v'eno dome lepetach l'otzi licha. לשן יעתם דרוצה שיהיה פתח פתוח ולא יסתה מיד. וידוע שגם בזריקה אין צריך הפתח עצמו, רק להכניס הרפואה. ומה לי הוצאת מחת או כניסת רפואה אם אינם חוששים שיסתה מיד. Whenever the main goal is not to keep it open, takes away the שם פתח. So you see that svara, the Shevet Alevi use it. And the last source that I found was very happy. It's Shut Zkan Aaron. Minchat Yitzchak bring it also. It's about Kot Shofcha. By Kot Shofcha we have the din of if a person have a hole in the Evrei HaRaviyah, the breeding organs. So it depends what type of nekev. But one of the definition in the poskim that if you have a nekev in the betzim and something came out, then it's bad. But if nothing came out, it's not considered nekev. So the Zkan Aaron says that the question was, can you give a shot to a person to check his sperm? You want to give a shot in that area. Maybe you're going to make him kut shofcha by sticking a needle there. So he said that it seems to me that even by dinet trefus, the question was back then also that they started to give shots to animals in the keres, in the stomach, to give them shots or to take out their, if they have stuff that gets stuck there, they used to take a syringe and suck it out. So halachically it should be treifa because it's machat that goes into the... So he wants to be mechadesh that whenever you stick a needle and it's completely getting close immediately, it's not even considered an ekev. And the machat that we discuss in the Gemara is only when there was a hole that really opened something and like mucus came after and closed it. But if it's the meat itself, the flesh, the basar itself is closing itself, then it's not even considered nekev. So again, for dinat refor, it's very hard to be makel without. But the idea for stuff that it's not trefus and we're not 100% sure, it makes sense to apply that. And you saw that the Shevet Alevi already applied that. It's a big chizuk to the svara that the hole itself doesn't have shem petach to begin with, and then we don't have a problem at all. And even if it has, we have a svara that it's like not considered lehachnis, it's just lehotzi, and then you're allowed to do in the middle of the megufa. And also they tell you that when you make a hole, you should try to make the second hole not at the same place. Because if you're going to make it at the same place, then it's not going to close it. So it's mamash the same. The idea is that you want it to stay close, completely close. And so I think that's the two reasons that there is room to say that it's mutter. I should consult Poiskim Lemaise to be mamash, feel like freely to be paskin like this. But and another svara to begin with, that we use it the whole siman. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said that every disposable stuff, even if it has Shem Melacha, since it's disposable and the material itself is going to the garbage, it doesn't have a chloyis shem. So that's a third svara that you can also think here, that the cork is disposable. You're not going to just need it there until you finish the bottle, but then you're going to throw it. So it's not a material that you can consider to be like a... So three svaras that should be combined together for this type of hole. And when I will get approval from bigger poskim, I will let you know. Bezrat Hashem.
Now you see the price.
Only on sales. And even on sales.